Hello, everyone, and happy Tuesday evening to all you fine folks out there watching on Bally Live, MILB TV, and MLB TV. That's a look at Clover Park in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida, which is site of tonight's Florida State League ballgame between the homestanding St. Lucie Mets and the visiting Jupiter Hammerheads, who are the single-A affiliate of the Miami Marlins. Tonight, we bring you game one of a six-game series with first pitch starting at 6:10 p.m. Welcome you now into the broadcast booth. Adam McDonald, Jake Ricker, thank you so much for making the Mets and the Hammerheads part of your Tuesday night. Jake, we're in the home stretch here. We only have six games left on this broadcast.
Almost down to the end. I can't believe it's already towards the end of the season, but hey, should be a great week this week. Should be a fun one. The Mets got off to a really tough start at the beginning, but then finished it off really strong.
Yeah, one of the most memorable days at Clover Park in quite some time, maybe many years, happened the last time we were on the air on Sunday afternoon. The Mets were on the verge of getting swept by the Palm Beach Cardinals. They entered the ninth inning, trailing by a score of 5-1. The first batter of the inning made an out. It looked like the Mets were going to go down quietly, but they stormed back, a few hits, some timely walks, a big defensive miscue by the Cardinals, and then it was the man of the week, A.J. Ewing, who had a walk-off grand slam. Mets down by a run, two outs in the ninth. Very dramatic moment. Great call by Jake, by the way, on the play-by-play. And we figured we'd have to talk to Jake, or AJ, rather, about his big hit. And he's also the FSL Player of the Week, so Jake talked to AJ before today's game.
And we thank AJ for taking time out of his busy day to speak with Jake. Also, congratulations to him on winning the FSL Player of the Week Award. Second Met to do so. Ronald Hernandez won it earlier in the season, also against Palm Beach. Speaking of Ronald, both he and Boston Barrow promoted to High A Brooklyn after Sunday's win. Congratulations to both of those two having fabulous seasons in St. Lucie. The well-deserved late season promotion up to Brooklyn. A nice reward for that duo. There are your umpires for today's game. Drew Buffelli, the plate umpire. Josh Runge is the base umpire. It's the ABS system tonight, calling all balls and strikes. Mets come into today's game with an 18-34 record in the second half, 40-78 overall. Jupiter 61-57 overall. Jupiter 25-27 in the second half. Jupiter won its final two games last week against Daytona to trim a 5.5-game deficit in the wild card to 3.5. So these are big games for Jupiter, which is 2 weeks to go. In the West Division, Fort Myers 32-18 in the second half, a 4-game lead over Lakeland. Fort Myers closing in on the second half title. Other games in the Florida State League today: Daytona
and Palm Beach got going early at 5 o'clock. It's 1-0 Daytona in the fifth inning. The other game's at 6:30, Lakeland at Dunedin, Tampa at Bradenton, and Clearwater at Fort Myers. Starting pitching matchup in today's game features Edgar Moretta, the 20-year-old from Santo Domingo, has been pitching very well recently, and he's been giving the Mets some length with his starts. His last two outings, 5 2/3 and 6 innings, both of those career highs back-to-back. He'll be squaring off against Leomar Martinez, a 19-year-old from the Dominican Republic who was brought up to Jupiter from the FCL Marlins in late July. And Moretta and the rest of the St. Lucie Mets are charging out of the dugout as we are set for baseball in the final Tuesday home game at Clover Park, last Silver Sluggers day of the season. Force some of the Jupiter bullpen and trying to race across the fields as we get set for the national anthem, which will be sung by Silver Slugger Phil Wildstein. For that, we send it down to the fields. With that, it's go time for the Mets and the Hammerheads, who are meeting for the 22nd of their 27 scheduled games this season. Tonight is the start of the six-game series at Clover Park. The Hammerheads lead the season series 15-6. Teams split three games at Clover Park way back in the first half. Jupiter went 12-3 at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Hammerheads, despite winning 9 more games than the Mets, only have a +8 run differential. Mets have had some blowout victories against Jupiter this season. That is Met starter Edgar Moretta, who has been pitching well recently on August 15th up in Daytona. 5 2/3, 5 hits, 1 earned run, a career best outing. And then last week against Palm Beach, 6 innings, a career high, 6 hits, 4 runs, took a loss, but he walked 2 and struck out 7. So he is rounding into a nice late season form. The defense behind him, Jake will spin you around the diamond.
Starting in the outfield for St. Lucie, it's A.J. Ewing in left, Carson Benj in center field, Eli Serrano in right, and then from third to first, it's Marco Vargas calling out Nick Roselli and Corey Collins. And your batter is Moretta pitching with Gutierrez catching behind the plate.
Lineup for the visiting Hammerheads, Jake DeLeo is going to lead off in DH. Jesus Hernandez bats second. Carter Johnson, a draft pick from this year's Marlins crop, hits third. Benwick Trimble in center. Jacob Jenkins Cowart bats fifth. He's in right. Garrett Forster, who was a Bradenton Marauder earlier this year, acquired in a trade by the Marlins, signed to Jupiter, bats sixth. He's at first. Jordan McCants has been in Jupiter for 2 years now, bats seventh. Connor Cascanet is the catcher, and Eric Radicek is in left field batting ninth. And we're ready for baseball on a warm, mostly cloudy, breezy night in Port St. Lucie. Another day of rain-free baseball. the St. Lucie Mets at Clover Park in 2024. Home plate umpire Drew Buffelli signals for the first pitch. And here it comes from Edgar Moretta to DeLeo. It's a fastball for strike one, and we're underway. First pitch right on time, 6:10. It's 87 degrees and mostly cloudy at the ballpark tonight. Thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one. One to DeLeo. He swings and misses at another fastball, and it's nothing and two.
It's another on-time start here for the St. Lucie Mets. Had two of them last week. We're really close on a lot of games, too, just a minute off. Another one to start off this week.
What a start to the week, Jake. Two straight strikes and an on-time start. Sight to behold. 0-2 pitch is down and away at 93. This is the last homestand for the Mets this year. Enjoy these six games on the broadcast from Clover Park. Next week on the road to Clearwater. Then the season is over. 1-2, right in there for strike three. DeLeo down looking. Edgar Moretta with the strikeout to start his night.
And that is exactly the kind of sequence you want to see from Edgar Moretta. He pitched two quick strikes, got ahead, threw one slider out of the zone to try and get him a chase, and then a nice sinker just at the bottom of the zone to get the strikeout looking.
Now Jesus Hernandez takes the slider away for ball one. So all fastballs there to DeLeo. And he starts Hernandez with the breaking ball. Hernandez shoots this one deep left field. Ewing on the run. Reaches up and makes the catch. Oh, an off day is not going to slow down A.J. Ewing, is it? The FSL Player of the Week. Great week last week with the bat. But don't forget, he made some tremendous plays in the field as well, and he does so here in the first inning.
Well, you know who else loved it was Edgar Moretta, pumping his hands up in the air. A nice catch by AJ, made a great defensive play last week as well. Would love to see him continue his hot week.
Tough out there for Jesus Hernandez. That was a well-struck ball. Now Carter Johnson at the dish. He swings and misses at a nice changeup. Johnson from Oxford, Alabama, was Miami's second-round pick this summer out of Oxford High School. Just 18 years old, so you don't get a lot of high school position players from the draft class in single-A in the same season. So the Marlins must think a lot of him. Not only have him play in the FCL, but then finish the year out in Jupiter. Look forward to seeing him play all week. He's behind 0-2. And Moretta strikes him out with the breaking ball. What a start for Edgar Moretta. Two strikeouts looking. The great play by Ewing in left field. Good beginning to this game for the St. Lucie Mets, who will swing the sticks for the first time tonight when we come back. See Booster Club President Pat Ursa with the between innings contest there. That is Leomar Martinez, the youngster, just 19 years old from the Dominican, started this year for Miami in the Complex League. This will be his fifth start with the Hammerheads. He struggled with some walks. He has walked 16 batters in just 12 and two-thirds innings since coming up to the single-A Hammerheads. Mets offense, Marco Vargas, Carson Benge, and Jet Williams will be the top three in the lineup. Corey Collins in his second home game bats cleanup. Colin Houck, Serrano finish out the middle of the order. Then Ewing, Roselli, and Gutierrez. This is a very intriguing Mets lineup. Some length, some power, some depth. As Vargas takes the ball low, that's saying something considering the Mets are now without Ronald Hernandez and Boston Barrow, so the two stalwarts of the team, promoted after Sunday's game. Vargas fouls this one away for a strike, and it's 1-1.
They're definitely going to look a lot different without Boston Barrow and Ronald Hernandez, but a lot of talent still left in this lineup here in St. Lucie that can really make a big impact.
1-1 pitch is fouled off. You did see the nine-hitter today, Daverson Gutierrez, teenage catching prospect the Mets gave $1.9 million to make his single-A debut. Certainly a named track. Ball is fouled away. Two on Vargas, breaking ball at the back foot. Two balls, two strikes. Marco, it's been a tough season with the injuries, but the last couple of series now, he's played regularly, and it's good to see. Drew a key walk in the ninth inning in the comeback on Sunday. Good eye, that's what he's known for. Takes the close pitch. ABS didn't like it. Full count.
Yeah, nice to have Vargas consistently in the lineup. He's a good defensive player and a good leadoff guy.
This pitch in the same spot, which means ball four. Borderline pitches just out of the strike zone. We're ball three and four. Marco will begin today with the free pass. That means three straight plate appearances. He has walked going back to Sunday's comeback victory. And now Carson Benge, he got on base his last four times on Sunday. He's been really hot and then really cold, and now he's hot again. Benge with the fly into deep left field. Radichak drifting back. Radichak looks up. Bye-bye baseball. Carson Benge has hit his first home run. And he gives the Mets a 2-0 lead. Opposite field shot. The very first of his pro career.
Well, the Mets picking things up right where they left off. A.J. Ewing had the walk-off grand slam on Sunday, and now Carson Benge, a two-run shot to get the Mets on the board in the first inning. That ball just kept on carrying and carrying and carrying. Really nice job there. 97 off the bat, 322 feet for Benge.
Raw power to the opposite field. Dream start for the Mets, and you're right, Jake, they are picking up right where they left off. Nine runs in their last two innings at the plate. Now Jet Williams, he's continuing the rehab assignment. Joined us last week, coming back from the wrist surgery. Has a hit in each of his games. 3-for-9, plus a walk and a stolen base. He's the DH tonight. And he takes ball three, so perhaps Martinez may be shaken by that home run. And then you got a guy in Jet Williams who was second in all of minor league baseball and walks drawn last year. He's not going to give an inch. Take strike one all the way.
And that was certainly the definition of taking one all the way. Wasn't going to swing out. Wanted to see it there on a good hitter's count.
Strike called. That'll bring Jet back into the box. Thought it might have been ball four. Not quite yet. Full count. Oh, comes inside and nailed him.
Well, he ends up getting the free pass one pitch later in a little more painful way this time, but does get on base on the hit by pitch. And the Mets, how about this? First three batters all have gotten on.
Young pitcher, perhaps rattled. Met saw all that great pitching last week against Palm Beach. Those guys had been around a long time. Struggling start for Martinez. Jett got hit a lot early last year in St. Lucie. And a very painful start to a St. Lucie Met career. Hard to get going at the plate. You're constantly getting plunked. That eventually passed. And he started to swing a great stick. Here's Corey Collins. Williams trying to steal. Collins will foul it back. Jett will return to first. Collins in his first game at home and his first game off the IL on Sunday. Went 0 for 2 with the walk. Didn't play the whole game at first base. He had that huge fly out to deep left field. Looked like he almost mishit it. Almost a home run. It's behind 0-2 here. And swings and misses at the curveball. That's the first out for Martinez.
Collins has been able to draw a couple of walks. It's been a tough start for him, getting hurt in his first game and then having to be on the seven-day IL. Those hits will come. If you have a good pitch selection, you'll be able to get good pitches to swing at.
Colin Houck, one on and one out. He takes a good breaking ball. So perhaps that's the pitch that could get Martinez rolling here. Backup breaking ball for strike two. And going back to that bench home run, in his six games in St. Lucie, he had only had four hits. They were all singles. Felt like he was due for that big one. Breaking ball strikes out Houck. Three pitches, three strikes, and an out there for Martinez. Back-to-back strikeouts after he plunked Williams.
Seems like he settled in a little bit here after getting up the home run and the hit by pitch. It's back-to-back strikeouts.
Now Eli Serrano, he takes a fastball inside. Serrano 0-for-4 at the walk on Sunday. Ball down and in. Williams tried to steal on Collins' foul ball, and he has not made an effort since. Two and one. Mets lead 2-0 on the strength of Carson Benj's first career home run. Opposite field shot to left. Williams trying to steal, and another foul ball will bring him back.
Well, that's never fun for a base runner. You try to steal twice, both of them in foul balls, so you got to head back. But we'll keep an eye on him, see if he stays aggressive here now with two strikes and two outs.
Feels like he's gotten a good jump both times. He does have a stolen base in this rehab assignment. Two-two. Serrano pulls this ball to right field. Jenkins on the run, makes the catch, and the side is retired. The Mets start with the bang. Carson Benj, first pro home run. Out to left field. Gives the Mets a 2-0 lead after one inning of play on this Tuesday night at Clover Park.
Time for our three keys to the game for today. Number one, college guys rounding into form. Most are in their third full week. Need them to step up with Baron Hernandez gone. Ben's already off to a good start with the home run. Number two, keep Ewing hot. Offense runs through him right now. And number three, avoid the blow-up inning. Lots of scoreless innings pitched last week, but crooked numbers hurt chances to win more games.
Moretta has been given a 2-0 lead. We did hint at it, Jake, towards the end of last week, that we felt that that was a rough matchup for the Mets, the Cardinals, just older, more experienced players, best team in the league, probably by a wide margin. It's not a favorable matchup. We thought looking ahead that this week would be more even as Fenwick Trimble waits on a 2-0 pitch and takes it for a strike. And then, of course, next week, the Clearwater Threshers have really struggled in the second half. So I think the Mets are in for a good 2 weeks here to finish out the season. Nice to see that they were able to get one win there against Palm Beach. It took a 7-run bottom of the ninth to do it. But better late than never. No better example than what we saw on Sunday afternoon.
Well, and you give the team a lot of credit for hanging around that entire series. It was tough games all week long, and it paid off for them with a win.
Chopper foul. And you're right, the Mets did hang in there all week. There was no game where the Cardinals just totally blew the doors off the game. Thought that Saturday night Mets were down 6-0 early. It ended up being a 6-3 final. The Mets played second half of the game much better. 2-2 fly ball into center. Ben's running back, makes the play, and Trimble is retired. Four up, four down for Edgar Moretta. Ben hits his first home run in the first inning. Makes an easy play there. Getting used to the Clover Park outfield. The Mets organization hopes he plays a lot of baseball in this outfield over the years. Especially when the Mets come down for spring training. February and March. Jacob Jenkins Cowart at the plate. He takes a strike. Greensboro, North Carolina. Eighth round pick by Miami out of East Carolina this year. Swing and a miss on a high fastball. So while the Mets were struggling last week with Palm Beach, Jupiter was at home against Daytona. Keep in mind, the Mets had just won 4-6 up in Daytona against the Tortugas. And Jupiter, big series for them, right there neck and neck in the wild card with Daytona. They lost four in a row as this ball is hit towards Roselli. Nice stab by Nick, throws to first. And Jenkins Cowart is out. Five straight retired by Moretta. So that was a rough week for Jupiter, losing those first four games against Daytona to fall 5.5 out of the wild card behind Daytona. And they rallied. They won Saturday and Sunday. Life. And now they have not a great chance, but they are at least in the conversation in that wild card race. They need to win here, and they need their neighborly Palm Beach Cardinals to beat up on Daytona. Tortugas stayed down. Roger Dean, two straight weeks there for the Tortugas. Garrett Forrester is in a 1-1 count. So these are big games for Jupiter. Next week when we're in Clearwater, Threshers are in the playoffs. They'll be looking to ramp up. So I'm very interested to see how the opponents treat these games the next 2 weeks. From that standpoint, we want to finish on a positive note as well, especially with all these new draft picks finishing up the season. 1-2 pitch, breaking ball, just missed on Forrester.
Yeah, these games are definitely just as important for the Mets here as well. You can finish on that positive note and have that mindset going into next year saying, hey, we finished strong, wasn't exactly what we wanted this year, but we can bounce back in a big way next season.
Forrester looks at ball number three. Forrester, Mets faced him earlier this year when he was with Bradenton. Deadline trade between Miami and the Pirates. Brian De La Cruz going from Miami to Pittsburgh. Forrester strikes out swinging. Third strikeout of the day for Moretta. And he's off to a red-hot start. Six batters, six outs, half on strikeouts.
Leomar Martinez back to work. Shook off a rough start. First three batters walk, two earned homer, hit batter. Strikeout, flyout to end the inning. 25 pitch first inning. Now he faces A.J. Ewing. Well, A.J., what do you have for an encore? It will be difficult to top. The fouls went off himself. Last time up at the plate, walk-off grand slam with the Mets down to their last out, trailing by a run. Maybe not a more dramatic swing of the bat here at Clover Park in quite some time. As Ewing takes a strike. Well, there's some things that we realized, Jake, after we went off air about just how remarkable that was. The Mets had only scored 14 runs all week. Entering that bottom of the ninth, they scored 7 right there in the bottom of the ninth. 0-2 pitch, and it's in the dirt. And we did have the discussion in the office afterwards. You know, do we get ready to make graphics and write stories about Ewing being the FSL Player of the Week? I said, you know what, I think we should. And he was. 0-1-2. Inside, and strike 3. A stumper. ABS liked the pitch. And the way that Cascanet caught it, you wouldn't believe it. But this was caught as a strike by the ABS system.
Yeah, just kind of caught that inside bottom corner, according to the ABS system. That just goes to show you, with ABS, it doesn't matter how the catcher catches it.
It does not. A hot hitter strikes out. Roselli takes the ball. Well, going to the challenge system Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, that would be called the ball. I'm not sure the catcher would bother to challenge it.
Very, very unlikely.
We probably wouldn't even discuss it, because this pitch is in there for a strike. It's 1-1. 5-4 straight retired by Martinez. 3 of those strikeouts. Home run that won the game by Ewing. It was the Mets' 6th win this year, trailing when entering the ninth inning. Last year's St. Lucie Mets team didn't win once when trailing after 8. 6 times. Roselli fouls one back.
Now, this team may not have the record you may have hoped for entering the season, but they will keep you on your toes. Now, they can come back at any time. We've seen them with some big comeback wins this year. It's been fun to watch.
Been down by 8 runs and won a game, 6 runs and won a game, and 4 runs in the ninth and won a game now. 1-2 pitch in the dirt. Roselli takes it for ball 2.
Roselli, minus Chet Williams, who's on rehab assignment, is now the top hitter for the Mets when it comes to batting average. Big thing to try and carry on here, but off to a good start.
Lays off the breaker. Count. Payoff pitch. Roselli flies one high into right field. Jenkins drifting back. He's got room. He's going to blow it back towards him. Catch is made. And a tough night for the lefties trying to yank one out of here. That wind blowing in straight off the Atlantic. Go opposite like Benj did. And now Gutierrez. He takes over the number 4 worn by Ronald Hernandez. This is a Mets top 25 prospect. 18-year-old from Venezuela. Catcher to keep an eye on. And he drives a ball into deep right field. That's going to go over the head of Jenkins. And Gutierrez is going to begin his St. Lucie career with the double.
How about that? Welcome to the St. Lucie Mets. That was the one thing. You looked at his stats from the FCL. He was batting .317, so he's had a good bat down in the Complex League, and he's brought it to St. Lucie with him. Nice job, 102.7 off the bat, right over the head of Jenkins, and picks up a nice double.
Cut right through the wind. That ends the streak of 5 straight retired by Martinez. Mets look to add to their 2-0 lead. Back to the top, and Vargas, who started with the walk. Vargas fouls one away. That was a nice power stroke by Gutierrez. Just the strength to hit it that hard the other way. Landed on the back of the grass. And if the wind's not blowing in, that ball probably gets all the way to the wall.
Well, that's two batters, Gutierrez and Roselli. Both had really good swings. Roselli's unfortunately got a little bit too high and caught in the wind.
Good turnout for the Silver Sluggers tonight. Blend right in with the seats. Last Silver Sluggers game of the season. I don't know why that Silver Slugger has a Yankees hat on. Fix that. The fan shop right behind it.
Can't have that.
Vargas fouls off another. That one into the press box. Look out, Dan. Maybe as Dan barely flinched. Silver Sluggers were taking a walk around the warning track at around 5:45 today before the game. Blended in with the Hammerheads warming up. Breaking ball strikes out Vargas, and the inning is over. Four strikeouts in the first two innings for Martinez. But Daverson Gutierrez announces his present with a strong double. We're through two innings. Mets have a 2-0 lead. Praising Daverson Gutierrez's bat and his strength in that last half inning with the double. Quietly, he's caught two clean innings in the Hammerheads. Watched carefully the throw down to second between innings. And yeah, that was a laser. We're on to something here in the early going with Gutierrez behind the plate and at the dish as the strike is delivered to McCants. Vargas racing in onto the grass. I would not put it by McCants to try to bunt his way on. Vargas back and way up. Strike two. Unlikely to be a bunt now.
Now he can kind of safely stay back. Yeah, Gutierrez, he's the highest ranked catching prospect for the Mets, one above Ronald Hernandez, who he replaced with the number four.
Moretta's 0-2. Struck him out. Edgar Moretta. Hello. He has struck out four batters in the first seven.
He has looked fantastic. Great pitch sequences, getting ahead of guys, then throwing pitches out of the zone and getting them to chase. Everything to like about Edgar Moretta right now.
Good changeup right there, 85 miles per hour. Connor Cascanet next, and he will take a fastball up and in for ball one. Cascanet, another Marlins draft pick from Purdue, Boilermaker, 12th rounder. take a letter high strike. Slider belted into the left center field gap by Cascanet. That is down and rolling. It'll be picked up by Ewing. The spin and throw offline gets by Roselli. And Gutierrez will have to hustle to back it up, and he does.
Double.
It's a double for Cascanet. No error. Did not advance past second base.
Well, Moreno had been pitching well, and that slider really wasn't a bad pitch either. Down low in the zone, credit to Cascanet, who just drove that one. 98.1 off the bat and went right into the gap in left center.
First hit, first base runner for Jupiter. Hamrin's only down 2-0. Long way to go. And Eric Radichak, number 9 hitter, will come to the plate. From St. Paul, Minnesota, 16th round draft pick out of Niagara. And lines a ball into right center field. They'll send Cascanet in. He's going to score. Back-to-back hits for the Hammerheads. From the 8-9 hitters, Cascanet and Radichak, and it's now a 2-1 game.
Out of nowhere here, Moretta cruising right along through the entire lineup, and then the 8-9 hitters come up with two very solid hits, double and a single, and they've cut this deficit to one now.
In the blink of an eye. Now back to the top of Jake DeLeo, who struck out looking to open festivities this evening. Let's see how Moretta does the second time through the order. Pickoff throw low, nice stop by Collins.
Well, this will be a good test for Moretta to see how well of a short-term memory he can have and just try to get right back to what he was doing the first time around for the order.
Fastball away. Gutierrez will fire to first. Safe. That was even closer.
Now, that's a really nice snap throw over to first. Nearly had him. Just a little bit too late.
That's a throw, though, that makes you think as a base runner, maybe I should just stay put here at first. Another pickoff, safe again, and that's it. So, no more disengagements. We've only had one pitch thrown to the plate.
Well, Radichak now has a little bit of an advantage here. He can kind of get that bigger lead off, take that extra step.
He's not going. The pitch is over for a strike, fastball. But looking at Radichak's stolen base numbers, and now 11 games for Jupiter, he has stolen one base. Caught one time. Treating him like he's Ricky Henderson in his prime over there. Not going. Pitches outside. Now, there's no rule against the catcher throwing down to first base after receiving the pitch. You can do that as many times as you want. It's the pitcher stepping off the rubber.
And something to keep your eye on, too, as well. Radichak has been taking some big leadoffs now that he's had the two disengagements.
Swing and a miss, and it's 2-2 on DeLeo over the top of a fastball. DeLeo, a draft pick by the Marlins last year, the 6th round out of Georgia Tech. He's risen as high as Beloit, high A in the Marlins system. Two-two pitch. Radichak runs. Pitch is fouled away. Radichak, that was an interesting jump. It almost felt like he was running in mud. Choppy steps.
He had the big leadoff, and then never really got a good, clean run. But pitch was fouled off, so he has to go back to first.
2-2. Breaking ball right in there for strike three. DeLeo down looking for the second time tonight. 5 strikeouts for Moretta through his first 10 batters. He's frozen by the slider.
And that's a big strikeout for Moretta. You give up the double and then the RBI single and come right back with a strikeout. 2 outs in the inning now. Just need one more.
Jesus Hernandez, the number 2 hitter, pops one up out of play. the disengagement's reset with the new batters, so Moreno wants to throw over a couple of times to first he can. Hernandez flew out to deep left field in his first try. It was a great catch by Ewing near the warning track. That is a sizable lead for Radicek at first. 0-1. Pitch missed up. Ball and a strike. Moreno only 24 pitches entering this inning. Radicek gets the good jump and walks into second base. I didn't hear any barking by the Mets defense. Moreno could have stepped off and picked him off, but nobody alerted him to it. Somebody's got to yell that out.
And interesting, too, they had been paying attention to him all at bat long, and keeping a close eye, but gets a good jump there and gets a free stolen base.
Yeah, he walked into the bag. He's gone well before Moreno started his delivery. 2-1 pitch sinks low, three balls and a strike on Hernandez. And now a hit can tie the game. Carter Johnson, the second round pick out of the high school ranks, on deck.
Moreno needs to get back in the strike zone here. Trust your stuff. It's been going extremely well through the first time through the order.
3-1 pitch is fouled back by Hernandez. Full count.
And that's a great pitch right there. Just on the inside part of the plate. Enough, though, where the hitter has got to swing. Or else it's going to be a called strike. And now a full count.
First three-ball count for Moreno tonight. Payoff pitch. Bow the way right side. We'll do it again.
First time he's been dealing with a little bit of traffic here, but has bounced back nicely. Really want to make sure you get these pitches over the plate.
This will be the 20th pitch of the inning. Another payoff. Radicek trying to steal third. He will. Once again, uncontested. It's ball four on Hernandez. Radicek, Mets were very cautious, paying attention to him. He ends up stealing second and third anyways. With no throws. So the runners at the corners were Carter Johnson. Tying run 90 feet away.
I think the thought process there for the Mets is you don't want to risk a ball getting overthrown when trying to get a guy out at third base. Plus, you have the batter right in your way. And with two outs, trust your pitcher to get that final one.
Well, it was definitely the right decision by Gutierrez not to throw, but there's a situation where a step off or pickoff that might have helped. You know, try to steal home. He's walking down. First pitch is a ball outside to Johnson. He struck out looking. Well, P.J. Morlando was taken by the Marlins with the 16th overall pick. He's on the injured list. Johnson was given $2.8 million to sign out of the high school ranks, Oxford High School in Alabama. And he flies one into left center field. Ewing calling for it. AJ makes the catch, and the side is retired. The Hammerheads get one back, but Moreno strands the tying run 90 feet away. Mets have a 2-1 lead halfway through the third inning. Carson Bench, who homered for the first time in his pro career, one of many more to come, will lead off in the second. Mets up by two on the Bench home run, but now up only one. Howdy, folks. Is this a straw hat or a cowboy hat?
Oh, boy. We're doing this again?
We are doing this.
We're doing this again.
As we come to Bench at the plate, takes a strike. Well, the Silver Sluggers who came today, they got the option, do you want a straw hat or do you want the Hawaiian shirt, the Mets Hawaiian shirt, if they brought five canned good items. The food bank, remember last Thursday we did the food bank food drive, rained all day, maybe scared some people away, so the Silver Sluggers who brought five non-perishable food items get a choice here. I took both.
Did you bring five non-perishable food items?
I did not. But I can. But that's pretty good.
It doesn't
really fit over the headset.
It doesn't. But you know what? I kind of like the cowboy hat. I think I'm going with the hat.
1-2 pitch is fouled away. So it's debated. Is this a straw hat or a cowboy hat? I said straw hat. Kenny, the mayor, or on Saturday Night Lord Voldemort, said cowboy hat. I think this is a straw hat. Hats don't have
it's
this.
It's a cowboy straw hat.
Split the difference. Bench takes a pitch low, 2-2. Martinez has been good besides the two-run homer, which really, when you think about it, opposite field shot. You can live with that as a pitcher. Bench fouls one away. Stays two balls and two strikes.
Now we had mentioned it, Bench hot to start his pro career here in St. Lucie. Cooled off a little bit and struggled, but then he's getting hot again.
2-2 pitch, spoils went out of play. Yeah, he went on that stretch of, got on 9 of his first 14 times, and then had an 0-for-8 stretch, then reached base 4 straight times to end Sunday's game and has homered here today. Benj cracks one into center field. He's got another hit. Stings a single. He's 2-for-2.
Well, he continues to stay hot here. Really nice job. Striking that one, 99.5 off the bat. He's got a good swing, and he's been showing it off here at search of this pitch selection as well. He's been really good at getting himself into good counts.
So he hits an opposite field home run to left. It's a stinger into center. Expect him to go to right field next time. Williams takes the ball. So you have the Mets' first-round picks from the last three seasons in the lineup. You have Williams, 14th overall in the first round 2 years ago. Bench 19th this year. Colin Houck in the lineup, first-round pick a little bit later into the 30s last year. Mixing some other draft guys. Marco Vargas, a top 30 prospect. Gutierrez, this new catcher. And there's certainly intrigue with these position players late in the season. Some of the prospect folks are putting out St. Lucie updates on the daily now. Carson Bench home run making some waves. Big swing from Williams. Two balls and two strikes. Williams hit by a pitch on a 3-2 count in the first. Williams spoils one off to the right. Bench has been starting and stopping over there at first base. Short leads. He's done that move where a lot of Mets did early in the year, that big leap when the pitcher starts to deliver. It has to be well timed or else you run the risk of being picked off. Ball out, full count again to Jeff.
Let's see if he gets any more, a little more aggressive here in a full count. No outs in the inning, those to want to be careful, especially with the chance that Jet is able to draw a walk.
I bet he goes.
Williams fouls it away.
He was hopping.
He's hopping, but he didn't take the big jump and start to run.
You're right, and if you remember early on in the season, we had one of the craziest games where the Mets stole a couple of big bases after jumping around, and then some overthrows caused the Mets to get back in the game and eventually win it.
Up and in, ball four. Bench can now walk up to second base. Williams known for taking a lot of pitches, drawing walks. Been on base twice now without a hit. First and second for the Mets, lead 2-1. And word now that Julio Mendez, a lefty, is warming up in the bullpen for Jupiter. Martinez got off to the rocky start. First three batters reached against him, and he retired five in a row. But now through the last four have made it on base. Collins waits and takes one up and out. Perhaps Martinez tiring.
Well, maybe a good opportunity here for Collins to pick up his first pro career hit.
Hey, he was shortchanged in Daytona, injured early in the first game. Didn't play again until Sunday here at Clover Park. He might not get a chance to swing the bat as Martinez has lost the strike zone. Collins struck out in his first try today.
This has been one of the biggest issues for Martinez this season is the walk, something Mets hitters have been aware of so far today.
He's walked two and plunked one. Most of that, Williams. Collins takes this one inside, somehow wrapped around his legs, didn't hit it. 3-0.
See if Collins gets the green light here, although hasn't seen one necessarily super close to the strike zone. So also wonder if he maybe takes this one all the way until he sees a strike.
He took it low for ball four. It's a four-pitch walk, and the Mets have loaded the bases with no outs in the third inning. Big opportunity looms for St. Lucie to stretch the lead. We'll see if Nelson Prada, the manager for Jupiter, pulls the plug on Martinez. It looks like he's going to do so as he makes his way out from the dugout. Last time the Mets had the bases loaded, you know what happened. It was A.J. Ewing with the grand slam. It will be Colin Houck due up, and he will face the lefty Mendez. His banana phone is soon to greet the Jupiter relievers. So that'll do it for Martinez, who walks three and has given up three hits and two runs so far. He's responsible for all three runners on base. Julio Mendez has been around Jupiter since the middle of May. This will be his 15th game
six out of the bullpen. And he will face Colin Houck with the bases loaded. Nobody out. Houck will take a first pitch fastball for a strike. Houck struck out on three pitches in the first inning, all breaking balls. And here he's greeted with the hard fastball.
This feels like a big opportunity here for the Mets, even though it's early in the game. Really want to try and cash in with no outs.
Houck fouls another fastball back. One theme of last week's series against Palm Beach, Mets were either always tied or trailing. They never really enjoyed playing from the front. Can change that here. Houck takes the off-speed pitch for ball one. Benj on third, Williams on second, Collins on first. Single and two walks. Houck fouls one straight back again to stay alive. Fastball at 93. Mendez, 54 innings in the FSL, 55 hits, 25 earned runs. He's walked 30, struck out 45. He's a 3-5 record. Houck lines a ball to short, played on a one-hop. The throw will go to third for an out. Ben scores. Awkward play. It's a run for the Mets. They lead it 3-1. Everybody kind of had to hold up to see if Johnson was going to catch that. Johnson took a quick peek home and then went to third. Kind of got confused on where to go, and if you're the runner on second, Williams, again, he thought that might have been caught on a line. Everybody was stuck between a rock and a hard place there, weren't they?
Yeah, that was a tough play. That ball gets caught and you're moving, then you worry about the potential double play. But the ball stays low and you got to move quickly. Nice job by Bench. He gets home. You get the out at third, but you get another run in and still runners on first and second with one out.
Big cut in the first pitch by Serrano. Serrano hits a big bouncer to second. McCants will shuffle to Johnson. Throws to first. Double play. Serrano can't believe it. Silver Sluggers are not happy. The Mets are stunned. The Hammerheads will lead the field with Boo Birds. Fans not happy with the call by Josh Runge out there on the bases. It's a 4-6-3 double play. Mets load the bases with no outs. Can only score once. Well, we'll have to put that last inning in the back pocket, see how this game plays out. But the Mets, bases loaded, no outs, can only score one run on a ground out. And A.J. Ewing, red hot, was on deck, doesn't get a chance to hit after the double play. So both teams score a run in the third. Now Jake Ricker will take over the play-by-play with the Mets in the lead, 3-1.
Hey, listen, the Mets scored a bunch of runs in the ninth inning, seven runs, so I think I'm off the hook now. This pitch is inside for ball one here to Trimble.
You know, Jake, when the first out was made in the ninth inning on Sunday, First batter, first was an out.
1-0 pitch, misses low, it's 2-0.
And you would call the first three innings, and we're in the process of calling the last three innings, and the Mets had one run on the game, and it was in the middle innings,
which was
called by me. So you were on the verge of no runs again for the Mets. They got you off the hook.
Reddy's 2-0 pitch too far inside for the first time. He's falling behind 3-0. Trouble here to lead off the inning. But the Mets came through big in the ninth inning, get that big win on the walk-off grand slam by A.J. Ewing.
They gave you resume material.
3-0 pitch, and this is in there for a called strike. They did.
A.J. Ewing gets to put that in his highlight reel. You get to put it on your reel.
And that went right into the reel, first thing I did. I had to clip that one. 3-1. And a foul ball here from Trimble, count run full. Three balls and two strikes. Moretta in his fourth inning of work. Payoff pitch. Broken bat right back to Moretta. He'll scoop it, now flip to first, and there's out number one.
Did you see there at the end, Collins almost shied away. We have a sliver of sunlight. You can see it on the field over the back of the mound. And this might play a factor. Yeah, Corey, making sure he saw that in. But if a runner gets on first base in the next 10, 15 minutes or so, it's going to be awfully tough, whether it's Collins or Forrester for Jupiter, to see any pickoff throws at first base.
Here's Jenkins Cowart. Lines this pitch into deep right field. This one going back, and it is gone. A solo shot from Jenkins Cowart, and the game is now 3-2.
Well, that was a laser, and the wind has died down from where it was earlier in the evening. Just a bullet out to right field, kept it low. That's how most lefties hit them here at Clover Park in the minor league season.
105 off the bat, 356 feet. And Jupiter has cut down the Mets' lead to just one run. Of course, the wind earlier played a factor against Nick Roselli and Gutierrez.
Labeled as a cutter, just comes right over the heart of the plate.
Oh, and now he hits Forrester, and that's going to be a hit by pitch, and the runner on first with one out.
Yeah, so just moments ago, the Mets on the verge of maybe opening up a multi-run lead, a big lead, 3-4, maybe 5 runs, and give credit to Mendez to get out of that jam. Tough one out of the bullpen. You come in, bases loaded, no outs. Surrenders just an RBI ground out. And now his offense hits a home run for him. Back to a one-run game. Tying run aboard.
Runner on first, one out here for McCants, who is 0-for-1 so far today. Pitch home, ground ball this one, fielded by Roselli, and he loses it. Now the throw to first. Not in time. Thought Roselli was going to be able to field that cleanly, but an error. And a big mistake there. Roselli watched into his glove, and then it just snuck right on behind him, and they get no outs.
McCants, one of the fastest players in the Florida State League. It was going to be tough to turn a double play on him, even though it was hit that hard. But once it was initially lost there by Roselli, he had no chance at any base.
So runners on first and second with one out. Moretta looks towards second. Now the pitch home. Inside, ball one.
That's a big play. Roselli's been so good at second base. He's gone above and beyond what you'd expect defensively. But the inning's over if he comes up with that clean. And now you're just trying to hang on to the lead.
Is Cascanet at the plate, who's a 1-for-1 today. And he takes this fastball for a called strike. Counts even up at 1-1. And the Mets are off to a really good start, 2-0 lead. And now Jupiter is slowly chipping away, but a run from the Mets in the third. It's got them still out in front. 3-2 pitch, ground ball this one, fielded by Vargas. He'll go to second for one, on to first in time for the inning-ending double play. So the Mets don't get it from Roselli, but they get it against Cascanet. And that'll end the inning. Mets still lead by one as we head to the bottom of the fourth. Back now at Clover Park. If you stuck with us through the break, a little kid came out and did the race from out there in left field to third base, had to pick up the Captain America shield and then get back. He lost his shoes as he was headed down towards third. But he got there in time, and then he gave a wave to the Mets bullpen players as he was exiting the field. Fun times here at Clover Park. Mendez back out on the mound for Jupiter. This pitch grounded and chopped towards McCants. He fires to first, and it's misplayed. And Roselli, or A.J. Ewing, is aboard safely. A.J. Ewing has been one of the hottest hitters for the Mets in the last series. Chopper ground ball, and this throw just looked like it could have been there, but this handled by Forrester, and remember we talked about that sun that's just kind of creeping through near that first base side. You can see Forrester there reaching his glove up to try and block it out. Maybe played a factor in receiving that ball. It's a base hit for Ewing. No error called on the play. Now here is Nick Roselli. Sun, which was not out early on in the game, has peeked out over the clouds there on the left field side. 1-0 pitch home. Ground ball right back to McCants again. He'll go to second for one, on to first, and that's not in time. So Roselli able to beat out the double play. But they do get Ewing out at second. That was basically an identical hit to Ewing's, but this time McCants goes to second for the lead out. So it's a fielder's choice. Roselli on first with one out in the inning, and now Daverson Gutierrez, who had a really nice double in the second inning on a hard line drive that probably would have gotten out had the wind not played a factor, similar to Jacob Jenkins Cowart's home run to right field. He did not have to play against the wind. 1-0 pitch fouled off down towards the tarp. And that's going to roll into close to right field. Jupiter player will retrieve it. Count's evened up at 1-1 here to Gutierrez. As I mentioned before, he's batting 317 in the Florida Complex League this year. So far, 1-for-1 today in his pro debut here in St. Lucie. Pickoff attempt, Roselli back in, no problem. Mendez will come set on one pitch. Fouled off. One ball, two strikes. Mets looking for some insurance runs. Their lead has been cut down to one run. 1-2 swung on and missed for strike three. Gutierrez goes down after chasing the slider. And now two outs in the inning. Good slider from Mendez, getting Gutierrez to chase it. Now it'll be Marco Vargas, top of the order here for the Mets. Try and move over Roselli and extend this inning. Vargas fouls off a first pitch fastball. He is 0-1 today, walked back in the first inning. Now a pickoff attempt to Roselli at first again, but he's back in safely. One pitch in the dirt. Roselli trying to steal. Here's the throw. Not in time. Nick Roselli with a stolen base. Got a good jump. The throw had a chance on a sweeping tag from Johnson. But because he had to come all the way across his body, just couldn't get Roselli. There's a called strike here to Marco Vargas. Moves the count to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two outs. And this pitch taken outside and low. Counts evened up at 2-2. Two count with a runner on second. And this pitch called strike three. It was a late called strike three from our home plate umpire, Drew Buffelli. But Marco Vargas is down looking. And that's out number three. So it remains a 3-2 ball game as we head to the fifth here at Clover Park. Back now for inning number five here in Port St. Lucie, Florida. game between the St. Lucie Mets and Jupiter Hammerheads. Game number one of the six-game series. Check swing on appeal. Get strike one. Edgar Moretta back out on the mound for the Mets. And a swing and a miss here. He's ahead 0-2 against Radichak. Timeout taken here by Radichak. He'll step out. He's 1-for-1 so far today. Off to a good start with the Hammerheads. 0-2 pitch. Called strike three on the high corner. And Moretta has a strikeout to start off the inning. Just a good fastball right at the top of the zone. So Radichak down swinging. Oh, there's Adam. He's out talking with the fans over there in the Budweiser Terrace. Pitch for a called strike. Takes some leisurely walks around the stadiums when I take over for play-by-play. 0-1 pitch comes too far inside, and it's 1-1 here to Jake DeLeo. DeLeo 0-for-2 so far today. One ground ball. This one stabbed by Vargas. Fires over to first in time for out number two. 2-2 down here for Moretta in the inning. Now there's Adam watching the game, enjoying a different view than up here at the broadcast booth. Moretta fires this pitch too far inside, and the count is 1-0. Meanwhile, our shower, Phillip, he went and got some food, too. Here's a fly ball into center field. Ben's racing in. He's underneath it. He'll make the catch for out number three. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Edgar Moretta. Mets still leading it 3-2. We head to the bottom of the fifth here on the Mets broadcast. Welcome back to Clover Park here on the St. Lucie Mets broadcast on Bally Live, MLB TV, MILB TV. Welcome you back as we get set for the bottom of the fifth inning. Carson Benj will lead it off for the St. Lucie Mets. Mendez returns to the mound for Jupiter. Benj 2-for-2. He's having himself quite a day with a home run and a single. Takes the first pitch here for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Benj, who is starting to heat up again. 1-for-2 yesterday. The walk as well. This pitch taken inside. It's evened up the count. Benj, the first round pick for the Mets this year out of Oklahoma State. 1-1, and that is taken for ball two. Benji was a two-way player in college, but is decided to focus on the outfield here with the Mets. Fouls off a 2-1 fastball. Well, being a two-way player is tough to do. You don't see it too often successfully. Although you have guys like Shohei Ohtani right now in the majors who make it look easy. 2-2 pitch grounded right back up the middle. Johnson fields it and fires over to first in time for the first out. And the first time Carson Bench has been retired. Oh, no, look, it's Adam and Kenny. The frenemies. He won't give him a hug for TV. We had to get him on during the Snapchat hug cam. Look at Kenny. He's not happy about it. He's laughing. Oh, boy. The mayor of Clover Park. Meanwhile, here's Jet Williams at the plate for the Mets. Takes this pitch for a called strike. Now watches this one go low. The count's even up at 1-1. Williams in his fourth rehab appearance. Today he's been hit by a pitch and walked. No official at-bats for him in today's game. 1-1, breaks too far inside. 2-1. Jet, who missed majority of the season with a wrist injury. 2-1 pitch, misses outside. Now back here in St. Lucie, trying to work his way back up. The Mets' number two prospect. Three-one from Mendez. Misses low ball four. And Williams has reached aboard first safely in every single one of his at-bats. Two walks and a hit by pitch. So it'll be a runner on first with one out now for Corey Collins. Collins, who still looking for his first hit in his pro debut. Played a couple of games, had that injury, as we mentioned, against Daytona. Played one game here at Clover Park against Palm Beach. And now back in the lineup today against Jupiter. Ahead 1-0 here against Mendez. Collins 0-1, did draw a walk back in the third. 1-0 pitch flown into center field. Racing in is Trimble, and he makes the catch. For out number two. Nice fly ball by Corey Collins. One that looked like had a chance to try and drop in there. 89.5 off the bat, but falls a little bit short. So Jet Williams remains on first base. And it'll be Colin Houck, who is 0-2 so far today, trying to extend the inning. Now that sun we talked about earlier has gone away, back behind the clouds. Pitches outside. 1-0 here to Houck. So first baseman Forrester and Collins will have a little bit of an easier time over there. See if Jet maybe thinks about getting a little aggressive here. Pitch a called strike at the knees. Counts evened up at 1-1. Mendez will come set, a look towards first. And now the 1-1 home. There goes Williams. Pitch is fouled straight back into the netting, though, by Houck. Oh, he did take the jump. He's already got a stolen base in this rehab assignment. But fouled off, and he'll have to jog back towards first base once more. Get the extra steps in. Check over on Williams now at first, but the throw from Mendez too low. Forster had to pick it out of the dirt. One ball, two strikes, two outs with a runner on first here in the bottom of the fifth. Mets leading 3-2. And a check over on first. Williams caught down in a rundown. Flip back over to McCants, and he will tag Williams at second for out number three. A tough way for the inning to end as McCants faces the minimum. Mets still trail 3-2 as we head to the sixth. She got two chances. There was an issue on the video board there during the hat shuffle. Just a little bit off. It's number three. She got the prize, though. Edgar Moretta on the mound once more here for St. Lucie. Trying to make it into the sixth inning. Pitch misses 2-0 here to Johnson. Well, Moretta has been known to go long over his last couple of starts. Set now for the 2-0. And a line drive in a right field. This one will fall just in front of Serrano. And it's a base hit for Carter Johnson. And it's a leadoff base runner for Jupiter. Well, Edgar Moretta, who is at 69 pitches. His last start went six innings, and the start before that, 5 2/3. Both the highest of his career. Pitches outside. It misses 1-0. A look from Gutierrez over to first, but no throw. Johnson back in safely. Pitch. This misses outside. Now a snap throw from Gutierrez. Gets away. Rolls all the way into right field. Johnson's going to head to second. The ball is scooped by Serrano. And Johnson will hold at two.
E2. Throw it.
So an error charge here to Gutierrez. And Johnson moves up to second base. Well, Gutierrez had been looking towards first a couple of times. On those first two pitches here to Trimble. And then finally does decide to make that snap throw to first. He had a good one earlier in the game. This one sailed on him, though. And now the 2-0 pitch is going to hit Trimble. And a hit-by pitch will make it runners on first and second here with nobody out. And Jordan Krause, the pitching coach here for St. Lucie, is going to head out and try and settle down Edgar Moretta, who is trying to matches season high in innings pitched this year. Amaretto, who had pitched extremely well through the first three innings, only gave up one run and then a home run to Jacob Jenkins Cowart in the fourth. But other than that, has continued to cruise right along. Some trouble here, though, in the sixth after a single and a hit by pitch. And it's runners on first and second with no outs. Jordan Krause heads back to the dugout, and Moretta set off to face Jacob Jenkins Cowart. His nickname is JJC, or JC, as he was called on the ESPN broadcast. This pitch taken for a called strike. Good curveball from Moretta, and he's ahead 0-1. Runners on first and second, no outs. Moretta will come set with the pitch clock winding down. 0-1 pitch. Fly ball right field. Serrano going back, makes the catch, and now fires the ball heading towards third. It's cut off by Houck. So a line out from Jenkins Cowart. That's out number one. Johnson does advance over to third base, and it's runners on the corners. Here at Forrester. Forrester, who's 0 for 1 so far today. One out in the inning. Mets leading 3-2, trying to hold on. Tying run 90 feet away for Jupiter. Top of the sixth inning. Moretta fires a fastball for strike one. Quickly ahead of Forrester. Moretta wants to try and keep everything low here, maybe pick up a nice double play ball to end this inning. Here's a changeup low, but it misses too far. The count's evened up at 1-1. Check over on Trimble at first. He's back in safely. First disengagement of this at-bat. Moretta set. And the 1-1. Inside, ball two. I mean, two balls in one strike. And now the 2-1 fastball misses high. It's three balls in one strike. Moretta in jeopardy of walking the bases loaded. Three-one pitch that hits Forrester square in the back, and he is going to head down to first on a hit by pitch. So it loads the bases. And trouble brewing here for the Mets. With one out in the inning, it'll be Jordan McCants at the plate. 0 for 2 so far today. He did reach to first base on an error.
In the St. Lucie bullpen, 68 Ovias.
Lionel Ovias is up in the St. Lucie Mets bullpen. And a fly ball, this one hooking too far into the stands. No play here for Vargas. Moretta now ahead of McCants 0-1. And the Mets, who had the bases loaded earlier in this game, only able to score one run. And now Jupiter with the bases loaded, trying to cash in. 0-1 pitch, called strike right at the knees. A really nice fastball from Moretta. He's ahead 0-2. Moretta will come set. Bases loaded, one out, 0-2 here to McCants. Pitch on the way. Swing and a miss for strike three. And a big out number two. McCants goes down swinging. And with two away here for the Mets while the bases are loaded, it'll be Connor Cascanet. Curveball down in the zone. Got McCants to swing. Cascanet one for two. A double and a double play. First pitch, strike on the inside part of the plate. Another good curveball. Oh, and one to Cascanet with the bases loaded. And two outs now in the inning. 0-1 pitch, ground ball. This one fielded by Hauke, flips to second in time for out number three. So Jupiter loads the bases, but Moretta pitches his way out of a jam. He's through six innings, and the Mets still have a 3-2 lead here at Clover Park. You are here indeed at Port St. Lucie, Florida. Clover Park, home of the St. Lucie Mets. Spring training home of the New York Mets. Single A affiliate. Colin Al got the plate here for the bottom of the sixth. Mets with a 3-2 lead. First pitch fired in by Mendez is too low for ball one. Edgar Moretta matches his season high at six innings. 1-0 pitch. Misses. No, it catches the bottom of the zone for a called strike. Counts even up at 1-1. Moretta, who has matched his season high six innings pitch, gets out of a big bases loaded jam. Keeps Jupiter from tying the game. Hauk fouls off this pitch. And the count moves to 1-2. Mendez, meanwhile, in his fourth inning of work. 1-2 pitch, changeup that misses on the outside. Counts evened up at 2-2. Trying to keep the Mets ahead by just one. And Hauk lines this ball into right field, but well foul. Hauk, a guy who has been quiet over the last couple of games, but has been hitting the ball hard. A couple of nice line drives that just haven't fallen for him. Swings and misses here on a 2-2 changeup. And Hauk is out number one in the sixth. Just a good changeup that almost looked a little bit like a slider breaking in. And Houck swings and misses. Here's Eli Serrano. 0 for 2 so far today. Takes the first pitch for a strike. Serrano trying to find his groove here in St. Lucie. 0-1 pitch. Misses outside. And it's 1-1. One pitch, big cut and a miss. Serrano tried to reach out for that one, changeup that dipped away. One ball, two strikes. Now the 1-2 pitch. Fouled off. Serrano fights to stay alive. And Serrano, who had that big home run in Daytona, helped the Mets make a big comeback in that last game of the series. Takes this pitch outside, counts even up at 2-2. Sometimes, though, for a lot of these college guys, been playing a long season in a new environment, new teammates. 2-2 pitch, flown into center field. Trimble heading back at the track, and it's just over his head. Serrano into second, and a stand-up double. As I was about to say, sometimes it takes a little time for these guys to get going. Serrano crushes a ball into center field and picks up a double. We'll leave a runner on second with one out. Trimble, who just couldn't quite get to that one. 358 feet, a little bit of wind, and that ball might have gotten out. Just kept on carrying. Here's A.J. Ewing. Takes this pitch outside for ball one. A.J. 12-4-22 in the series against Palm Beach. 1-0 pitch, flies it in the left field, but well foul. He's already 1-for-2 today. With a single back in the fourth inning. Trying to stay hot into the series against Jupiter. Talked to him in the pregame show. If you missed that interview, you can catch it on the St. Lucie Mets YouTube channel. Fastball fired in for a strike. And Ewing's behind 1-2. He mentioned, though, that the goal for him is to try and keep those mechanics the same of taking good pitches. He's been trying to tweak his swing over the last couple of weeks with the hitting coaches here. 1-2 misses, and the count's even up at 2-2. And so far, it successfully, after a great week against Palm Beach, player of the week. Chosen here by the MILB. 2-2 pitch. Fouled off by Ewing once more. Count stays even at 2-2. One out here in the bottom of the sixth. With a runner on second, Mets leading 3-2. Well, things have settled down a little bit here in the middle three innings. Mets offense got off to a hot start. Ewing takes a big swing and a miss on a slider. He's down on strikes. And there'll be two away in the inning here for Nick Roselli. Good slider there from Mendez to get a tough batter out. And A.J. Ewing. Nick Roselli 0-for-2 so far today. Two outs and a runner on second. Takes this pitch outside, and it's 1-0. Roselli came into the game batting over 300. So you would expect him due for a hit. One-oh pitch, called strike. This one does catch the outside part of the plate. Counts all even at 1-1. Roselli, who's made some nice plays in the field as well, does have an error today. 1-1 from Mendez. Check swing did not go around. Two balls, one strike. And Roselli finds himself ahead in the count. Mendez comes set. And now the 2-1. Fly ball right over the top of Clover Park. So it's two balls, two strikes, two outs, and a runner on second. Deuces are wild. Mets lead 3-2. Long hold from Mendez. A look towards second. Now the pitch. And it misses outside for ball three. Mendez doesn't like it. He thought he had strike three looking. But ABS says no, just outside the zone. Can't get mad at the umpires today. Just relaying with the here and their earpiece. Chopper ground ball. This one fielded by McCants, but off his glove. Now Serrano coming home. Here's the throw. Not in time. And the Mets have taken a 4-2 lead. Well, some heads up base running from the St. Lucie Mets. Both McCants and Johnson were coming across to try and field that ball. McCants had it in his glove for a moment, but came right out and then tried to get home as Serrano speeding in. But a nice slide underneath the tag and just a tad too late. So Serrano comes home to score. Mets lead 4-2. This pitch is high. Roselli trying to steal second. The throw. And it is not inside. Looked like he was off the bag. The throw looked like it was definitely there. The umpire, I think, saying that he didn't hold the bag. Here's the replay. One more look. And that definitely beat him. And then he backs off the bag for a moment as Roselli came in. I think maybe he blocked the path. Jupiter Hammerhead's manager out to talk with the umpire. That is second base umpire Josh Runge, who made that call. The throw definitely beat Roselli. Here's another look. It definitely got him there. He makes the tag and then kind of backs off the bag as Roselli slid in. A long conversation here between Josh Runge and the Jupiter manager, Nelson Parada. Now, as it stands right now, it's a stolen base for Nick Roselli. As this conversation rolls on, it's a civil conversation. And meanwhile, waiting on deck is Daverson Gutierrez. Mets have already scored one run. Getting word that the call was that he blocked the base, and that's why he was called safe. There's a look. There you see the slide come in. He's standing right over top. And I thought originally he was going to get called out there. It looked like a good play. And you could see his feet on the side of both of the bases. And you thought maybe Roselli looked like he had a path, but Nelson Parada's not going to win that argument. So he heads back after a lengthy conversation. And now back to action. Nick Roselli on second base. 1-0 pitch misses low. It's 2-0. Now you wonder how that pause might have affected both your Gutierrez and Mendez. Two-oh pitch, swing and a miss, and the count's 2-1. Oh, a little bit of drama here in the bottom of the sixth. Mets have taken a 4-2 lead. With an RBI single from Nick Roselli, and then a questionable caught stealing call. He's safe at second and gets the stolen base. 2-1 inside, and now it's 3-1. You do have first base open, but already a long inning for Mendez. He's up to 61 pitches. Runner on second with two outs and a 4-2 Mets lead. 3-1 pitch fouled off by Gutierrez. Challenge fastball from Mendez. Full count. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Timeout taken by Gutierrez. It's back in now, ready to go. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, and a runner on second with a 4-2 Mets lead here in the bottom of the sixth. Mendez with the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss for strike 3. Gutierrez goes down on strike, so after a little bit of drama, Mendez able to get the Mets out. They've taken a 4-2 lead, though, off a RBI single from Nick Roselli as we head to the seventh here in Port St. Lucie.
Adam McDonald and Jake Ricker back with you. Let's go back to that last play. They're still discussing it. So what we believe the call is from the press box is that the call by the base umpire, Josh Runge, is that obstruction, that the base was hindered, base path was hindered by the fielder McCann. So in 2024, MLB provided new guidance to umpires to clarify that blocking a base is only acceptable if it's necessary to catch a ball or apply a tag. For example, if a player positions themselves to impede a base runner's path before receiving the ball, the umpire may call obstruction. Well, as you can see, McCants got to the base in plenty of time. He didn't need to be there, so to speak. But I didn't see. He gave him a clear path, right? Like, split the bag with the feet. Clearly the tag is out, and the umpire, we believe the signal afterwards and the discussion was that he obstructed Roselli's pathway to the base.
I was surprised at him. I was ready to call him out, was waiting for the signal. And you saw in that freeze frame, he's got both his feet just on split over the bag.
We do know that the catcher can't basically block home plate anymore. He's got to kind of stand off to the side. But I can't remember a lot of times seeing the second baseman straddling the bag, giving the runner the right to slide to the base unimpeded, still being called for obstruction there. Again, that's what our understanding of it is. We'll try to get a clarification after the game. I can certainly understand from Nelson Prada's standpoint, the manager for Jupiter, why he would be upset, because the second base bag was not blocked there by McCann. So he did straddle it, obviously, clearly. We'd have to get clarification on that type of interpretation. But it was definitely talked about in the offseason and spring training that baseball told the umpires to call fielders in the pathway obstruction more often, basically. Like they hammered that point home, made an emphasis of it. A fielder hindering a base runner along the base paths. A big point of contention, MLB, to the umpires in the offseason. You see it right here. 3-1 on Radicek. And he gets hit by this Kyle Crick pitch. So we have Kyle Crick pitching for St. Lucie now as he continues his rehab assignment. He blew out his calf 10 days before spring training. As he told me in the clubhouse, it was gnarly. And this is his third rehab appearance. He was signed by the Mets in the offseason to compete in the bullpen. Major League veteran. He was not sharp at all when he made the rehab start last Tuesday against Palm Beach. He walked two, hit two, only got one out. Fortunately for the Mets, the reliever right behind him, Irving Cota, was able to clean it all up. A swing and a miss on the breaking ball. But, as you'd expect from a pro like Crick, much, much better in his second rehab appearance. Scoreless inning behind Franklin Gomez with two strikeouts.
It takes these guys time coming back from injury to get, you know, back into the full swing of things.
And it's that slider right there with that horizontal movement that has been his best pitch.
That's the most important thing you want to see is can these guys bounce back? They continue to work on their mechanics, and as that continues to get better, you're going to see the results from these guys who are on these rehab assignments.
Runner goes. Breaking ball high and a miss. Stolen base for Radicek. And Radicek, he's now stolen three bases tonight, and I got to tell you, he's got his running motion to start. Very choppy steps. It takes him a while to get going. Just been a series of issues by the Mets being unable to actually throw it down to him to get it. Pitch to DeLeo is pop foul. So he's stolen three bases and not one time has Gutierrez been able to even throw it to the base. It's easy living as a base runner, right? Uncontested stolen base.
We have to mention, too, Adam, Edgar Moretta. How about his performance today? Six innings pitched, four hits, two runs, one walk, and seven strikeouts. He was fantastic for the Mets once more.
He was indeed. 1-2 pitches away. It's back-to-back starts for Moretta in this homestand with six innings and seven strikeouts. Six innings, a new career high last week against Palm Beach, and he ties it again. Ties it today. And he's in line for a win, which he does not have one yet this year, and he's pitched well enough to deserve one. DeLeo swings and misses at the breaking ball. Three strikeouts for him tonight. That spinner gets him swinging. His slider sweeper action.
That's a really nice pitch. That's really tough to hit. When you're throwing it well, just breaking right outside the zone.
Start it right on the corner and let it drift off. Now Jesus Hernandez 0-for-2 with the walk. Crick's first pitch to him. It was fastball for strike one at 89.
Well, we also need to mention, too, Adam, gave me the lead, and I've given it back to you with a lead, and I've extended it.
Well, I had a two-run lead when I passed it off to you, and it's two runs again. So call it even, Jake. Get ahead of yourself. Back up breaking ball in for a strike.
Jake, I was sitting here in the corner typing away. And I could see you sweating over there when the Mets had a one-run lead. The bases were loaded, only one out. You owe Edgar Moreno a Diet Coke.
I do.
Trying to steal again. Fly ball into left. And that is going to be caught by Ewing. And Radichak will speed back to second. He had to re-tag third. That's how good of a jump he got. He was going to have another uncontested stolen base.
Well, it's a good thing he didn't take too far of a turn down towards home, or it would have been real trouble as A.J. Ewing got that ball in, but able to get back in time. Mets got to be wary of him on the bases right now.
I just love how he starts. Just these quick, choppy steps. He gets huge leads, which makes up for the fact that he's not this long strider.
Doesn't as much matter how you start if you got that big of a lead.
Fastball too high to Carter Johnson. Johnson in his first game here at Clover Park. He's one of the Marlins' top prospects. 1-4-3, picked up a hit in the sixth inning. Leadoff single, he was stranded. Pitch inside. So the MLB pipeline report on Johnson right away, because he's an Alabama high school shortstop, they say, with a bigger frame than most at his position. He gets compared to Gunnar Henderson. Lofty praise. Big time comparison there from the pipeline folks. 2-0 pitch. He gets in for a strike. Scouting report continues on Johnson that he's a mature hitter with the willingness to use the entire field, though some evaluators worry about the bat wrap in his swing. Doesn't have any trouble handling velocity, but needs to do a better job of staying back on the off-speed pitches. Radichak trying to steal again, and a ground ball goes to first, stabbed by Collins. He'll throw to Crick, who gets there in time. Inning over. Once again, Radichak had third base stolen, but a ball in play ends the inning. As Crick overcomes the hit by pitch and the stolen base and keeps the Mets up by two. It's stretch time here at Clover Park. Last Silver Sluggers game of the season. Even law enforcement getting into it. Got a hot dog right there. I was down there amongst the Silver Sluggers. They are certainly enjoying the game. As Marco Vargas leads off the bottom of the seventh against Mendez. Well, the Hammerheads have Mendez to thank for being in this game.
Came in with the bases loaded and no outs. Only surrendered a run scoring ground out. Only one run of his own through four innings in relief of the starter, Martinez, who hung tough. Three hits, three runs, three walks, four strikeouts in his two innings. Got the final alert from down at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Daytona beats Palm Beach 2-0. So scoreboard watching for the Hammerheads. They need to win tonight to stay 2.5 back, 3.5 back of Daytona for the wild card. Which is hoping the Mets will win, and it'll be a 4.5 game lead with 11 games to go. Both Jupiter and Daytona fighting for the right to face Palm Beach in the FSL East Division playoffs. As Vargas takes his second walk of the night and his fourth walk in his last six trips to the plate. Carson Benj having his first big game swinging the bat with St. Lucie. 2-for-3, 2-run homer, 2-run scored. Is up and in. He had a .464 on base percentage through six games coming in. A lot of that based on seven walks and a hit by pitch. Now starting to stroke it. Throw goes to first. Marco back in safely.
It's a guy, of course, the Mets would love to have stay hot. He's got a lot of talent and a great bat.
Vargas is running. Pitch is taken for a ball. Throw to second base. Not in time. Swipe by the shortstop. Johnson could not get Vargas. Slid underneath it. Pretty good throw there by Gasconet. Just slightly high. I'd say it was a good pop time.
Well, it looked like a pretty good throw, but Vargas, you know, sliding down low. Have to get that tag from coming up top. That's tough to do while coming off the bag a little bit.
Benj finds himself in a 3-0 count. He'll take a high strike. Have to restrap the ankle guard.
And that one didn't catch the zone by much, but just enough.
Strike two. Mendez just squeezing the last two pitches in the zone.
If you remember with the ABS system, all it takes is for one stitch just to catch that zone, and it's a strike.
Does the pitch. Benj will hit a huge bouncer out to second. McCants throws to first. Benj is out. Vargas is down to third. Productive out for Benj, who likely looking for a better result after finding himself in a 3-0 count. Credit Mendez for battling back in what will be his last batter.
There were some really good pitches against Benj. Had the nice strike that Benj thought was ball four. And then even on that last one, on the high chopper, it's a high fastball that would have been a strike had Benj taken it.
Pitching change for the Hammerheads.
Juan Reynoso, the new pitcher for Palm Beach. Jupiter. The Roger Dean teams, they play in Palm Beach County. Again, that's one of the drawbacks of facing a team six times in a row. You get so used to calling them. You know, the team changes the jersey colors, old habits. Jet Williams, right-handed batter, will face off against Reynoso. Vargas at third. Feels like a big at-bat. Mets trying to claim a three-run lead, which would be their biggest lead of the night. And then there would be just two innings to go. Infield is in for the Hammerheads. Reynoso gets a fastball by Williams for strike one. Jet tonight, two walks and hit by pitch. 20-year-old Reynoso from La Vega in the Dominican Republic has spent all season in the Florida State League. This is his 34th relief appearance. Breaking ball, a good one, strike two. Feels like he should almost be playing for the Palm Beach Cardinals, right? Spending an entire year in the Florida State League and having that many relief appearances. It's a Palm Beach Cardinals stat. Williams will back out. Ball one. Two saves and five holds. Three wins and three losses for Reynoso. 62 strikeouts in 56 innings. Breaking ball, and Williams soars it into shallow right center. Jenkins will make the catch. Vargas will not tag. The throw is cut off by Forrester, the first baseman. Williams cannot deliver it deep enough from the outfield, and judging by that Jenkins throw, the right move to hold Vargas at third base back.
Yeah, I think that was the right decision to hold there. That one just too close to risk. Williams hoping for a better result there to get that one a little bit deeper. We'll see if Corey Collins can come through with a big hit. Still looking for his first as a St. Lucie Met.
0 for 2 at the walk tonight is Collins. Collins takes the sharp slider for a strike. Well, there was a hit batter and a stolen base that the Mets were able to overcome to start the top half of this seventh inning. Jupiter trying to do the same in the bottom half, keep it a 4-2 game. Collins, it's a hard ground ball, but foul. Trickle off into the corner. Thought Collins might have snuck in a hit in his last at-bat. That line drive sinking into left center. Use his timeout.
And Collins has done a really good job at drawing walks in every game that he's played in. And he has a good pitch selection. If he can continue to that, he should get a ball to fall at some point.
It's behind 0-2 here. Collins will swing and miss on the fastball. The spinorama jump for Reynoso comes in and does his job. A fly out and a strikeout to strand a runner at third base. So the Mets miss out on an opportunity to make this a three-run game. We go to the eighth, 4-2 St. Lucie. Earlier tonight, I had the pleasure of speaking with Pat Urso and Bob Brown, two superfans here with the St. Lucie Mets down in the Budweiser Terrace. I know our cameraman, John, sniped a couple of shots of me chatting it up with them. And then, of course, Kenny had to step in. But there's Pat McGray, Booster Club secretary. She hands out those Player of the Month awards pregame. Every Player of the Month for St. Lucie. Bob, he's listening on his radio and his phone. Hello, folks. Thanks for letting me chat with you earlier today. Always enjoy talking to those two. Try to make it down there for a few innings once a year. Loyal listeners, and we appreciate it. And we also apologize for Kenny disrupting them all the time. And then their enjoyment of the game. We have a new pitcher on the mound. It's Lionel Ovias for the Mets. Kyle Crick got his one inning in rehab relief. Stranded runner at second base. Now Ovias, maybe for the last two. He's been pitching well. This ball clears him. Charging is Roselli. He will throw to first, and that will retire Trimble. Trimble 0 for 3 with the hit-by-pitch in his first game here at Clover Park. Ovias, and he's on a really good run right now. So this is a guy who's now getting the opportunity late in the game. Possibly a six-out save opportunity here.
It's a nice job by Roselli as well to bounce back after the error. Nice clean throw over to first to get out number one.
Ovias in his last three appearances, 6 2/3, only three hits and one earned run with 10 strikeouts. Make that 11. Let's not shortchange the man. So right now one of the hottest arms available. 1-1 pitch. Fly ball. Shallow left center field. Racing towards the line. Ewing. He overran it. And he can't believe it.
He knew it. Just went a little bit too far. By the time he realized that it was too late. That's a tough play there. You hope you get the out on an easy fly ball. But
this ball, the higher up they go, the more movement they seem to have. Ewing thought that one might have been over the netting and winds up middle of the warning track. Strike two.
But you're also right over near that, those couple of those lights on the pole, which are way up there, so you're kind of looking directly towards the lights.
Ewing in a crouch, catcher's crouch down there in left field. He might be out of breath for a moment. The 1-2 pitch to Jenkins Cowart, and he fouls one away to stay alive. Elias, last time we saw him on the 23rd against Palm Beach, three shutout innings, four strikeouts. 2-1-2, fastball away at 93. It's good to see that velocity upticking again. Mid-90s in 2022, dropped to the low 90s, high 80s last year and this year. Breaking ball is scorched into right field. Jenkins Cowart is aboard. Gets new life after the ball fell harmlessly in foul territory a couple of pitches ago. He already homered earlier today. First and second for Forrester. Been hit by two pitches, both times by Moretta. Come to the plate as the tying run. Forrester played against St. Lucie as a Bradenton Marauder. Now against the Mets as a Hammerhead. Gets hit a third time. A ball magnet. Marlins traded Brian De La Cruz to the Pirates for Junsok Shim and Forrester. He's one of the top 30 Pirates prospects when the Mets faced him. Over in Bradenton. Novias has fallen behind 3-0 here.
Changed coasts for Florida on that move, going from the Pirates to the Marlins.
You get the occasional FSL team trade. Doesn't happen often. Ovias skips this one in badly. It's a four-pitch walk. So Ovias was almost at two up, two down. Now it's two on, one out. Some trouble here, and Yuki De La Cruz, the Mets manager, is going to sprint out.
for a mound visit. And perhaps sensing that after that play unable to be made by Ewing in left field that this inning has taken a turn. That sharp single and then a four-pitch walk. And obviously not a big strategy session there. Probably just to go get him. Again, Ovias has been pitching well. There's no reason to think that a harmless drop foul ball should derail an inning. It should not at this point. But McCants will come to the plate, having a tough day. 0-for-3, did reach on an error. Couldn't make a play in the sixth inning to prevent a run. And he will take a knee-high strike.
I think that may have been the message, too, from Yuki there. Just hit the ball over the plate. Let your defense make plays. Elias has been pitching really well as well. Got to trust his stuff.
That just missed. That's a good pitch. Just a better take by McCants.
Yeah, that's a tough one, especially on ABS day. Didn't miss by much, maybe a hair. Just outside the zone.
Another one that just missed. Some frustration for Ovias. Four pitch walks. Most of those were not close. These last two have been very close. Eight balls, seven strikes right now. Ground ball hooked foul. The irony is McCants probably chased what would have been ball three.
See if Ovias continues to pound away at the strike zone here. Maybe get something low in the zone for an opportunity at a double play ball. But any out you can pick up right now that holds these runners is a big one.
Gantz prone to the strikeout. Ovias can hunt for that now at the 2-2 count. A balk has been called. Ooh, that's a big one. That's going to take away a double play chance, and it's going to put the tying run in the scoring position. Ovias with those two looks back, maybe a slight shift. Spotted right away by Drew Buffelli, the plate umpire. And now the Mets, well, this is interesting, going to play in. They know it's a two-run game, right? Now they're going to back up. Okay.
Now you're really hunting for that strikeout here for Ovias.
2-2 pitch, and it's high for ball three. And for a moment, entire Mets infield was drawing in. And the tying run is at second. But they quickly backed up. First base is open. Here's the 3-2 pitch. And it's chopped foul. Again, McCants maybe swinging at a pitch out of the zone. A single, a walk, and a balk. Is trying to hold on here.
And again, you never want to walk a guy, but you do have first base open, which would reopen the double play possibility.
3-2 pitch, perfect, right at the letters. Strikes out McCants with the breaking ball. Two down.
A really nice job, especially after he had missed a couple of pitches very close earlier. Doesn't shy away, gets that one right at top of the zone, and a big strikeout.
His fist in the mitt three times. Loved it. Can be an emotional pitcher. Cascanet will take a strike. One theme in this game is hitters with runners in scoring position have not done well. Mets 1-for-9. Jupiter now 1-for-10. 0-1 breaking ball is looped foul. And now Ovias is just a strike away and pounding his chest. He's starting to feel it right now. Closing in. Askinet started the night with the double and is 0-for-2 since.
Good spot here. Ovias has a lot of options at his disposal. Ahead 0-2. Can put it right back in the strike zone, or he can try and push something outside.
The pitch. He struck him out with the fastball. Askinet chases back-to-back strikeouts with two in scoring position. Ovias keeps the Mets in the lead. St. Lucie will bat, looking for insurance in the bottom of the eighth. watching that last pitch again, the strikeout. It wasn't a fastball, it was a slider. Bad read by the play-by-play man, but nonetheless, a clutch pitch from Ovias. Seemed to find something with that slider in those last two batters. We presume that Ovias will pitch the ninth, and the Mets stretched their lead. They were close. They had a runner on third, one out last inning, couldn't get him in. It'll be Hauk Serrano and Ewing against Reynoso here in the home eighth inning. Mets trying to win consecutive home games for the first time in a while, as Hauk will swing late on a fastball. You know, the Mets have had some troubles in the second half here at home. 1-5 in each of their last three home series against Palm Beach, Bradenton, and Palm Beach again. Slider for a strike, nothing and two. Mets split a series against Lakeland, 3-3. None of those three wins were back-to-back. The Mets have not won consecutive home games this half. 0-2 on Hauk. Oh, he's hit! Got him where? On that elbow guard? Something clacked. And he's grimacing.
Yeah, thought I cut him on that elbow guard, and even if it did, you know, those still sting as they're coming in quick. That pitch, 93 miles an hour. Looks like he is okay, though.
You can hear it all the way on the top level. Yeah, just on the high end of that elbow guard. Amanda, assistant trainer, will check him out. Maybe the funny bone. She's got a feeling there.
You know, they call it the funny bone, but it's never funny when you get hit there.
No. That's like how people say, like, minor surgery. Well, it's only minor because it's not happening to you. Right?
Good news is he's okay and headed down to first.
So there's a potential insurance run. Now Eli Serrano will bat. Doubled and scored in the sixth inning, the most recent run in the game. A lot of hit batters in this one. Not on purpose. Just the way it's gone tonight. Ball one.
You know what, Adam? We shouldn't be too much surprised that this is all happening on a Tuesday with the Mets in front and a chance to close it out. Tuesday had been their best day at home.
That's
were 6-0 for a while until the trouble started to happen at home and they went 0-3.
1-0 pitch is fouled back.
Still a winning record at home on Tuesday, 6-3, looking for their seventh tonight.
That'd be a nice way to send the Silver Sluggers into the offseason, wouldn't it? Serrano hits a hard ground ball. Nice stab at first by Forster. Throws to second for one. Return fire from Johnson in time. 3-6-3, double play.
3-6-3.
So how... The hit-by-pitch to lead off the inning is erased on this scorched ball. Nice play by Forster. And a nice throwing lane up there to Johnson. So A.J. Ewing, 1-for-3 today with the single. Nobody but himself to drive in. Wouldn't put it past him right now. Three home runs the last 2 weeks. Takes ball one low. In the top of the ninth, it'll be Radicek, DeLeo, and Hernandez, 9-1-2 in the order. If Radicek gets on, you might as well just put him at third. You're going to steal second and third base. Ewing cracks this one into center field, and it's caught on a line by Trimble. So, Mets only send three to the plate. In the bottom of the eighth, they'll have to hope that four runs is enough to win this game in nine. been a very well-pitched game by the St. Lucie Mets. And Ovias finish it off. Moretta went six innings, two runs. Crick, the scoreless seventh. Ovias had to work for it. But a shutout, eighth inning. 22 pitches. Now he returns to try to clinch the save. Ovias does not have a save opportunity this season. Six out saves, homer away. Low scoring games, always tough. Last three outs are hardest to get. Here's Radichak, who again, he's gotten on twice and he has then stolen three bases, and he might be up to four or five if not for some balls in play, bringing him back. First pitch, a ball low. So Mets want to keep him off, although he can't hurt the Mets too badly. It's the tying run is on deck. 2-0. Mets, when leading after eight innings at home, have been good this season. 16-0 at home, and entering the ninth with the lead. That gets in there. Fastball at 92. Saw those great sliders from Ovias on the strikeouts of McCants and Cascanet. Stayed with the fastball this inning. Ground ball over the mound, right to the waiting shortstop, out. One gone in the top of the ninth. And a hard hit, but those lefty batters, without that pie slice they've had the past year and a half, find those balls hit hard up the middle, winding up as outs now. To the top in DeLeo, 0 for 4, 3 strikeouts from the leadoff spot. Swings wildly and badly at the slider. Changeup fades in for strike two. Two pitch coming. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Ovias. K's DeLeo. His third strikeout in his last four batters. Four strikeout night for DeLeo. And now Ovias is an out away. And capping off a great night for the Silver Sluggers here at Clover Park. All that stands between the Mets and a win is Jesus Hernandez. First pitch, ball one low. Mets have led since the first inning. The Carson Bench home run as their second batter of the night. The lead has been tested. Every time the Mets have been able to bat the Hammerheads away. Swing and a miss. And it's 1-1 on Hernandez. Everybody for St. Lucie up on the top step. Hernandez takes strike two. And the Mets are now a strike away. Ovias climbs on the rubber. Slugger starting to cheer. The 1-2 pitch. A tapper. Tough play. It'll be cut off at third base by Vargas. The throw to first. Got him. Mets win. This one's over. A tough play made by Vargas from third base. And Ovias, a drama-free top of the ninth, a 1-2-3 closeout inning. And the Mets will form that happy high-five line between second, the mound, and the dugout for the second straight game here at Clover Park. They won the big one with the 7-run bottom of the ninth on Sunday, and the off day did not halt their momentum. They pitched it really well. Tonight, Benj. There he is. The 2-run homer did damage early. He also scored another run. Serrano had a big double and a run. And it's the Mets taking game one of this series, 4-2, over the Jupiter Hammerheads. The Mets will finish the year 7-3 on Silver Slugger Tuesday. Winning pitcher Edgar Moretta, congrats to him. It's his first win with the St. Lucie Met. The losing pitcher is Leomar Martinez. Ovias gets his first save in his first chance. Mets will improve to 19-34 in the second half, 41-78 overall. Jupiter, critical loss for the Hammerheads. They're now 4.5 games out with 11 to play of the wild card spot behind Daytona, which won tonight. They are 25-28 in the second half, 61-58 overall. Well, it's been a rough season for the Mets, but the last 2 days here at Clover Park have been pretty fun. And Jake is standing by with Carson Bench. Carson's had enough. Thanks, Jake. Thanks, Carson. I could have squeezed one more question in there, but the guys got to him first. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and wrap up the Mets 4-2 win with the postgame show.
Like a breath of fresh air, Wilder is making its debut on the Treasure Coast. And new homes are now available from the 300s. At Wilder, residents will explore their wild side and enjoy exciting resort-style amenities, park-like greenways, and a large lakefront recreation area. Learn more about this exciting new community today by visiting livewilder.com. It's time to live wild.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
To those of you on the front lines, in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Clover Park. Adam McDonald, soon to be joined by Jake Ricker, back with you atop the action, the fourth floor broadcasting booth, wrapping up another Mets win here at Clover Park on Bally Live, MLB TV, MILB TV. 4-2 in the series opener over the Jupiter Hammerheads. Mets now 4-3 in their home park against Jupiter this season. Let's roll through the highlights of tonight's victory. For the guys in blue and orange, Edgar Moretta was excellent in this game, 6 innings, and he was also helped by this defensive play by A.J. Ewing. Mets had some tough times in the first inning last week, but not this week, as it was a 1-2-3 top of the first, and then Bench to the opposite field, the home run, his first one as a professional. You heard what he said after the game, see ball, hit ball, make hard contact. He did just enough right there to get it out. Smile for Carson as he rounds. Always good to get that first one under the belt, take the pressure off for the rest of the season. Meanwhile, Moretta is pitching excellently. He pitched 6 innings like he did his last time, matching his career high, 7 strikeouts like he did last time out. And ball into right center field here. There was a couple of hard-hit balls against him from the 8-9 guys, Cascanet and Radicek. A couple of pitches, a double and a single, and it was a 2-1 game quickly when he was able to get around that and keep the lead. Mets never trailed in this one. It was never tied other than 0-0. There's a weird play on a fielder's choice ground out with the bases loaded by Houck. It was a chance for the Mets to blow the game open early, but they couldn't. Settled for just one run. Then the double play turned. So you have a bases loaded, no out situation. Mets only get one run. Moretta continued to pitch well, but it was Jenkins Cowart with a laser beam home run, the draft pick this summer by the Cardinals, or the Hammerheads, by the Marlins. Assigned to the Hammerheads, rips one, and that made it a 3-2 game. The Hammerheads just kept inching closer, but that would be their final run. They really struggled with runners in scoring position as McCant struck out with the bases loaded and one out. He would strike out three times. Hammerheads 1-4-10 runners in scoring position. Mets will score a critical run here. Ball never leaves the infield, but Serrano scores from second anyways on the big chopper. They are misplayed. And then Ovias, 2 in scoring position, including the tying run in the 8th, gets back-to-back strikeouts. And into the 9th, again, good defensive play by Vargas. No rush, no panic. Good scoop by Collins on the back end. And the Mets win it 4-2. So, Jake, we kind of see the formula here for the Mets. It's what got them victories up in Daytona. And it's kind of how you win games regularly in the Florida State League. That is timely hitting. Always good to hit a big home run. And you don't walk batters. And the Mets didn't walk very many. They overcame some pitches. And they played good defense. They made 2 errors tonight. But you saw the Ewing play in the highlights. The play by Vargas to end it. So all in all, this was a good effort by the Mets tonight.
Really nice job by the Mets. And the other key I would say, see ball, hit ball. That's what they did today. Really nice job. Good pitching, good timely hitting, as you mentioned. It was a clean overall game, even when they had some mistakes. They did a great job of fighting back and getting the big outs when they needed them. And this was really, really a nice job done. And, you know, I think some of that momentum from Sunday definitely carried over in today. The Mets are feeling good right now. You got back-to-back wins. Hopefully they can continue this throughout the rest of the week here. They've had a good start at Clover Park on Tuesdays. Hopefully they can keep it up now.
Yeah, 7-3 on Tuesdays this year. So I know last week was really rough with the Mets losing the first 5 games. Looked like they were going 0-6 until they pulled one out of the fire on Sunday. But if you go back to that Sunday Bradenton game where the Mets played a clean game, they won 6-3. Then they go up to Daytona. They are actually 7-7 in their last 14 games. That's a solid stretch of baseball over a considerable amount of time. Now just 11 games to go in the season. The Mets will try to really grab control of this series tomorrow. They'll try to win their 3rd straight game. It's a fast turnaround for these 2 teams. It's our 1:10 p.m. Wednesday special here at Clover Park. We'll bring it all to you on Bally Live, the free app. Well, folks, that's going to do it for this game, this post-game show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final from Clover Park. Mets 4, Hammerheads 2. For Jake Ricker, I'm Adam McDonald. Thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Tuesday night. We hope all of you out there watching have a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.